Deuteronomy chapter 2, verses 24 to 37. Victory over Sihon. Defeat of Sihon, king of Heshbon. So it's victory at Heshbon. Now, what do we have here? Here are the Israelites poised to enter the promised land. But here, God reminds them of the way he had led them through the wilderness, and now they're facing this kingdom of Heshbon. What will happen? God is nerving them through Moses for the fight that is ahead. Verse 24, set out now, there's the command of God, and cross the Arnon Gorge. Here it is, you've got to cross a gorge. It's not going to be easy. And when you get across there, you've got Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his country and his army to face. See, I have given into your hand this king, Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon. I've given his army into your hand. I have given the sovereignty of God, the promise of God, the guarantee of God. And yet now, verse 24 again, begin to take possession of it and engage him in battle. Set out now, cross the Arnon Gorge. I have done it for you. I have given you the victory already. It is yours. But you must set out, you must begin to take possession, and you must engage him in battle. This very day I will begin to put the terror and fear of you on all the nations under heaven. I'm going to use this defeat of Sihon, king of Heshbon, as a mighty testimony and preparing the ground for your further battles. When you cross the Jordan, they will hear reports of you and will tremble and be in anguish because of you. Now, these verses 24 and 25, well, what do we learn here? Well, there's the sovereignty of God. There's the glorious power of God. There's the promise of God. Oh, well, we can sit back now then and we just float to heaven, as it were, on beds of ease. No. You have to begin to take. You have to cross the gorge. You have to struggle. You have to fight. You have to battle. It's Philippians 2:12-13 again. I don't tire of saying it. It's there. Work out your own salvation, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to do. It's true for the believer. It's true for the unbeliever. Only God can regenerate. Only God can give repentance. Only God can give saving faith. Only God can save. But the sinner must repent. The sinner must believe. The sinner must trust Christ. Call upon the name of the Lord and you will be saved. But no man can call except the Spirit helps him. But still you're responsible. I don't explain these mysteries. I don't solve every problem or try to solve every conundrum here or sort out these seeming contradictions or paradoxes or whatever you want to call them. But the truth is, I am responsible and God is sovereign. I am accountable. I have to answer for it. But the Lord is the almighty sovereign ruling God. I have given this people to you. Go and take them. The battle is won already. Now fight it. It don't make sense. Yes, it does, spiritual sense. It's the logic of the Bible. It's the logic of Scripture. It's the logic of faith. And that's what we have to live on. I will begin, and they will. I have seen to it. You must begin. You must fight. You remember with Esau and Moab, you remember that God had made generous offers to them, and they had allowed the Israelites to go through, and so on. It all worked out well. And Israel makes the same offer to Sihon. We will go through the land. We won't take anything. We'll pay for what we get, and so on. And we will stay on the main road. You can trust us, and so on. But Sihon would not have it. But verse 30, the Lord, he would not have it. No, he said no. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, refused to let us pass through. So he's responsible, you see. Now you'll see the same point coming out now. Here he is, he's responsible, he's refused, he said no. And it says here, for the Lord your God had made his spirit stubborn and his heart obstinate in order to give him into your hands as he has now done. is Pharaoh back in Egypt again. Pharaoh hardens his heart, God hardens him. God hardens him, Pharaoh hardens him. What do I learn by this? Man is responsible. Man is accountable. Man is answerable. But God is sovereign. I have begun to deliver Sihon and his country over to you. Now begin to conquer. Here's the same lesson again. I have begun to do it. Now you go and do it. My brother and sister, God is speaking to us here. We have our duties. We have our battles to fight. But the Lord our God, verse 32, will give us, verse 33, will give us the victory. The Lord our God delivered him over to us, and we struck him down, and we took them. Now, this is the principle here. God's sovereignty, man's responsibility, but God is ruling and governing. It's all at the command of God, verse 37. In accordance with the command of the Lord our God, you didn't encroach on the Ammonites, as he said. No, no, no. But you had the victory over Sihon, king of Heshbon. We took him, we struck him down, verse 33 and verse 34. Well, this is to nerve these people. It's to encourage them. It's to put backbone into the Hebrews, and I need that. In my labours for Christ, in my standing for him, in my witness for him, in my resisting the world and resisting the devil, I need backbone and encouragement and nerve. Here it is, the sovereignty, the promise, the power of God. Why do I preach? What is there in that? Only God can give the increase. Why do I write and publish? Only God can give the increase. It's the sovereignty of God and the responsibility of man. It's the certainty of success, and it's the effort I have to make. It's faith and works again. It's promise and duty. These things go together. They don't clash against each other. It's all according to the word of God, whether I be a believer or whether you be an unbeliever. Don't you see? The command, the invitation, the offer, the word of God is there. Now obey it. But the promise of God is there. Trust it. Trust and obey. For there's no other way. That's the way of the gospel. Whether believing for the first time or believing on after coming to faith in Christ. Obedience, trust, faith. All these things combined together. Work and faith. Sovereignty and responsibility. Certainty and effort. Promise and duty. May God give us grace, my friend, to act upon these things. The Hebrews were nerved by remembering Sihon, king of Heshbon, in this event and throughout their history. May we be nerved by it. God is still the same. This God is our God. May God be praised in our obedience to him and our trust of him. Amen.